Springbok Radio invite their listeners to lean back, put their feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Brolly, Bowler, and Briefcase Brigade.
Then pop the ministry.
Today in the General Assistance Department, we find Richard Lamb and Secretary Mildred Murphy with a pronounced difference of opinion.
No, 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 Mr. Lamb. I don't care what you say, you won't get me down.
I'm not trying to. All I want is to make my point.
Well, you're wasting your time trying to make it with me. Because you can't. It's 3-2-6-G-A-9.
But of course it isn't. That's 937-B-L-4.
937-B-L-4. Mm-hmm. That's the one you use for emergency sick leave. Everyone knows that. It's the form every department's always out of.
But I still say that the application form for special recreational facilities is 282-P-K-7.
No, it's 3-2-6-G-A-9.
Absolute rubbish. It's 282-P-K-7. There's no question about it.
Dad, please, would you mind? What is all the argument about, may I ask?
It's Mr. Lamb. He doesn't know one thingy from another.
Well, he should do. He's been around long enough.
Long enough to know the numbers, all the forms off by heart.
Oh, forms. Oh, well, there are few people in the civil service who know more about that subject than I do. Which one do you want?
The application for special recreational facilities.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, mm-hmm. The old SRF, eh? Let's see now. Yes, that's 189-K-W-2.
No, nonsense. That's rubbish.
289-K-W-2.
General Assistance Department, Lennox Brown speaking. What's the form?
What form are you talking about, Lennox Brown? Racing form?
Oh, no, Sir Gregory. Fill-in forms, you know.
Oh, yes. Actually, I heard a very amusing story about forms only the other day. About a woman who applied for maternity benefit. And when she got the form, she didn't know whether to fill it in triplets or quadruplets. It's so terribly amusing. Very good, what? Lennox Brown.
Yes, Sir Gregory.
She didn't know whether to fill it in triplets or quadruplets.
Oh, yes. 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 Very humorous, Sir Gregory. Yes.
All right, Lennox Brown. All right. Lennox Brown, don't do yourself a damage.
Oh.
You have to be fit to travel.
Oh, travel to Gregory? You're splendid. With a diplomatic mission to, you know?
No, Lennox Brown, with Lamb to Snedgefield.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course, we've been there before, haven't we?
Yes, so the people up there tell me. However, this is a very simple assignment. You have to make sure that everything's in order for the opening of the new Snedgefield Railway Tunnel in 2 weeks' time. Not even you could make a buck of that.
Oh, but Sir Gregory, really, I'm cut to the quick.
You'll be flayed to the bone if anything goes wrong with this, let me tell you. By the way, seeing you're also interested in forms, there's another matter in Snedgefield requiring attention.
I'm all ears, Sir Gregory.
I know, I've seen them. However, this business concerns some document or other required from an old idiot who wants to start a goat farm up there. He's giving the local people a lot of trouble, and we've been asked to look into it.
Yes, of course. Certainly, Sir Gregory. Who is he?
I don't know, you fool. Going out to town clerk. Will you get there?
Yes, of course, we'll do that. Oh, before you go, Sir Gregory.
Yes?
I imagine there are few people who have such a wide knowledge of the civil service as yourself.
Yes, I suppose you could say that. What do you want to know about it?
Which form is used when applying for special recreational facilities?
Well, any fool knows that. It's form 333-XYZ-1.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sir Greg. And do give my regards to your old sportswoman. I mean, lady. Hello? Hello? Hello, we seem to have been cut off. Oh, dear. Number two? Yet why do you want the recreational facility forms anyway?
Hmm? The dartboard's worn out. Everywhere except inside the numbers.
Well, then turn it round, number two.
Oh. Turn it round?
Mm-hmm. Yes, like this. Hang on. There you are. You see? It's a double-sided board.
Oh, I say, aren't I?
Yes, you are. Never mind, you'll be quite at home in Snedgefield.
Your Worship.
Yes, Alderman Crabshaw?
How many times do I have to tell you? Your chain of office goes round your neck. Doesn't go round your... not round your waist.
Oh, it's too heavy round my neck.
You look like you're wearing a fancy dressing gown. If you can't wear it proper, you best take it... I said you best take it off.
Well, I can't. Not with a council meeting coming up. Is there something important to talk about, or can we get on with some supping?
There are more things to think about than supping. There's a railway tunnel celebration, for one.
Why, I've got some views about that. And this time, make sure you let me...
Speak, aye. Well, don't waste any time, that's all.
I won't, because I won't get supping. Look, I'll just say that I hold some very definite...
views, aye.
You see, I can't get a word in...
Edgeways. Don't worry, don't worry. You're the man in charge of the council meeting. I'm sure you'll have your...
Say, aye. If anyone lets me...
Mr. Mayor, order. Could we call the meeting to order? Now, Mr. Mayor and fellow aldermen, we come to the question of the opening of the railway tunnel. What views do you hold, Your Worship?
Well, I think we ought to have...
The biggest deuce Snedgefield's ever seen. And what practical proposals do you have to implement your theoretical fancies? What are you going to do about it, Your Worship?
Well, what I had in mind was...
A carnival! Ah, that's a good idea.
Look, then we could have a lot of...
Drum majorettes, in short.
Yes. Look, first of all, we have to invite...
A lot of VIPs.
VIPs, aye.
Your Worship, do you mind? Right, a carnival. Any questions?
Aye, I've got one. When can we finish this meeting so we can get on with some supping?
Just as soon as we're through the agenda. We haven't dealt with Umbert Snethersweight yet.
Oh, aye. He's the one who wants...
A goat farm. Aye, that's him.
What's wrong with a goat farm?
Nothing, except that this Snethersweight refuses to comply with the regulations. He won't sign the undertaking.
What's that?
The undertaking that his goats won't be a public nuisance, that they will be confined within the perimeter of the goat farm, and that they will emit no olfactory irritations.
What's that mean?
That they won't pong.
Oh. Look, is there a separate form to stop all Snethersweight ponging too?
Never mind him. What we're concerned with is making sure that his goats don't go running all over the place, right?
Oh, that's a point, yes.
In particular, down at the bottom of his land, because that's right next to my rose garden, you see.
Well. But what about these ministry fellows that are coming down? They'll fix all Umbert, won't they?
I hope so. They're sending the best men they've got. Two real clever ones who always tread very carefully.
You must tread more carefully, number two.
Yeah, but Sir Gregory told us we must put our foot down with this Snethersweight person.
Maybe he did, but didn't mean to put your foot down there.
Oh,
is this the chap, you think?
It could be. He's got goat farmer written all over him.
Yes, unusual, isn't it? Ah, good morning.
What about?
Oh, yes. Well, what about what?
What sort of warning?
Well, I didn't say warning, I said good morning.
A likely story. What do you two fellas want?
Are you Humbert Snethersweight?
I hope you did.
Did what?
Shut the gate.
Number two, this is going to be very difficult.
Well, maybe it's your diction, number one. Here, let me try. Mr. Snethersweight?
Yes?
You see? It's about your goat farm.
You'd better not.
Not what?
Do me no harm.
Now listen, you silly old Charlie.
No, Humbert.
No, hang on. It's no use, number two. Look, try sign language, would you?
What signs are there for Form 109 stroke 2 stroke 35 stroke G?
Yes, all right. Yes. The poor old chap living all alone with only that scarecrow. With only that scarecrow for company. Yes, good.
Number one, look! Look, it's moving! The scarecrow!
Coming on then, Humbert.
Right?
Here. Are you tormenting my Humbert?
No, no, certainly not, madam. We're trying to communicate.
Oh, well, he's a bit hard of hearing, he's my Humbert.
Eh? Yes, we had noticed that, yes.
Well, what do you want anyway?
Well, we're Lennox Brown and Lamb from Whitehall, and we're here to see about the goat farm that you intend starting.
Yes, well, you're too late because it started.
Started? Yes. But you can't do that. You haven't got final permission.
Well, we've got the goat, so... Haven't we, Humbert?
Hey?
We've got the goat.
No, no. I never would.
Never would what, Humbert?
Get on one of them boats.
Oh, dear, oh, blimey, this is one of his bad days.
Hey?
Here, come on inside and I'll show you what we have in mind.
But, Mrs. Snetherthwaite, you simply cannot keep your goats without a pool.
Here, now, don't be like that. These goats are very sensitive.
So is my nose.
Thank you, number two.
Mrs. Snetherthwaite, are we to believe that you allow your goats to live with you?
No! They allow us to live with them. This is their place. We're starting to build ours next week, aren't we, Humbert?
Eh?
On the building site next week.
Yes, right up it.
Right up what?
Right up the creek.
No, it's no good. He can't hear anything today. Now then, what exactly was it you gentlemen wanted?
Mrs. Snetherthwaite, you simply must fill in this form 109/2/35/G before you can carry on with your goat farming. The Ministries of Agriculture, Health and Housing all insist on it.
Here, Humbert, look, right? They brought a form.
That's true, too. Oh. It's true.
What's true?
Any old port in the story. Is that Carnival Novelty?
Thanks, and cry of you.
This is Philby's Construction, Philby speaking. I want 400 meters of bunting.
400 meters of bunting?
That's what I said, 400 meters of bunting. For my tunnel.
For your tunnel?
Well, I don't know. Really, it's like talking to a statue. I just don't know. I want 400 meters of bunting to decorate my tunnel for the opening. And I also want 400 meters of fairy light.
I see, that's a rather unusual order.
Listen, there'll be hundreds of people watching Lord Sludgwick opening my tunnel. It's a big ceremony and I need bunting and fairy light.
That's not all you need, is it?
What?
I mean, you need all the poles and things to go with them, too.
Well, of course. And as soon as you can, the opening's next Tuesday, so get moving.
Certainly, Mr.
Philby.
400 meters of railway tunnel bunting and assorted fairy lights.
So
thank you.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Well, come in. Don't stand there knocking.
How do you do? Lennox Brown and Lamb from Whitehall.
Philby from East Fincham. I take it you've come to have a look at my tunnel.
Well, not really, Mr. Philby. We simply wish to make sure that all is ready for the opening.
Oh, yes. Well, you may rest assured that nothing has been left to chance. Particular attention has been given to the accommodation, starting with luxury treatment of the dignitaries, the VIPs.
Oh, yes, splendid, of course, splendid.
But then, of course, we come down to the NSVIs.
Oh, and who are they?
The not so very important. Following them are the LPs.
Musicians?
No! Lesser personages. We go on, down the social scale, as you might say, until right at the end we come to the WCs.
Yes, absolutely essential.
Referring, of course, to the who cares where they sit.
I see.
A red carpet will lead to the rostrum, and Lord Sludgewick will cut the tape with a pair of gold scissors.
Oh, yes, of course. Excellent. Yes, yes. Very good, very good, very good. Yes.
The refreshments to follow will comprise assorted sandwiches and cream confections prepared by the fair hands of Mrs. Philby.
Oh, homemade by your wife, eh?
That is correct. And I must say in all pride that anyone seeing her working at her specialities finds it very hard to resist pinching one of her macaroons.
Yes, I'm quite sure they do. Now, Mr. Philby, about the carnival.
Oh, no, no, my duties end with making sure Lady Sludgewick gets her bouquet.
Yes, but who is responsible for the carnival?
Oh, they've got a pageant director. Name of Booley. You'll find him in the phone book.
What is he, a midget?
Oh, he's number two. He means Mr. Booley's number is in the phone book. Well, we better get along and see him, and thank you for your help, Mr. Philby. If there's anything else you need, please get in touch with the General Assistance Department in Whitehall, would you?
I say, number one, things are going well, aren't they?
Yes. Then all we have to worry about will be old Snetherthwaite.
Did he sign the form in the end?
No, no. He's going to bring it into the office after he's had a chance to study it efficiently. Oh, yes, hang on, this is it. Yes, here we are. Yes, Denton Booley, Public Relations. This is the gentleman.
Kindly be making your entrance, sir.
What's that?
Pleased to be coming in by this side of the door.
Sounds as though he might be a Welshman.
Yes. Now, how do you do, Mr. Booley?
Oh, my golly goodness, no. I'm not being that one chappy. He's being my boss fellow.
Oh, well, we didn't really want to deal with any hirelings.
Oh, I am not being no hireling.
No, no, but you said that your name...
I'm coming from Frankistan, not from that hireling place.
Oh. But you do work for Mr. Booley.
Oh, yes, indeed. I'm being Mr. Bully's right foot man.
Don't you mean right hand man?
By no wise. I mean right foot man. On account of what I'm using, my foot is more than my handy. Go by doing this, he'd be saying. Go by doing that. Walking, walking, walking. Running, running, running.
Yes, but I suppose there's something in being indispensable, of course, isn't there?
You are too correctly. Too rightly you are. What is that meaning, please?
Yes, well, never mind, Mr.
Rampasad Haribai Punilal V. Mukherjee.
Yes, well, I hope you can tell him, Mr. Mukherjee, is everything ready for the opening of the Snedfield Tunnel?
Oh, my golly goodness, yes. This is going to be one mightily fine event, is it not?
Is it? Yes, well, you tell me.
Well, first wise, we are being commencing with that Morris dancing.
Oh, and what will he be doing? A tap dance?
you're not doing very well, are you, number two? Look, why don't you try coming on later in the program, number two, yes? Now, what happens after the Morris dancing, Mr. Mukherjee?
Oh, that Henry fellow. Henry VIII Strokings.
Henry VIII, eh? Well, he had six wives, you know.
Is that all he's been having? Me, myself, I'm having 18 wives. They should be making me a king fellow, should they not? Mukherjee the first king.
Yes, well, it's all very interesting, Mr. Mukherjee, but really, we want to know how this thing
in
is going.
In the carnival, we are seeing that Queen Annie lady, when she is opening the first, the one and only, the original buckety-making factory.
Buckety?
Yes, number two. Didn't you know that Snedfield is very famous for its buckets? Well, Mr. Mukherjee, it's obvious that Snedfield's carnival is in very good hands, and we can leave you to complete the arrangements, can we?
If you will be doing me one tiny favoring.
Oh, what's that?
Will you be too kindly be sending out the invitationing? Here is the guest list. When the people are being invitations, they will see, oh, too goodly. Here we are having free drinks. Let us reply, ectum jolly.
Yes, well, certainly, yes, we'll send out the invitations. Look after that, would you, number two?
Yes, of course. I'll get them out today.
You know, it's gone too, smoothly, hasn't it?
Naturally, since Mr. Lennox Brown left me in charge of all the arrangements. Sending out all those invitations was hard work, though, I can tell you. All those envelopes. It's left me with a very dry tongue. And when you think of all the time I was doing it, my mind was full of that other business, old Snetherthwaite and his goat farm.
He hasn't been in yet for his form.
When he does, Mildred, don't stand any nonsense.
Tell him that nothing can be done until he fills in that form. Make it quite clear.
All right, Mr. Lamb. Yeah, but won't you be in to see him for yourself?
No. I have to go and discuss a few matters with Mr. Lennox Brown.
But he's watching the test match at the Oval.
Yes, of course, I know. Fancy having to go and talk business there, eh? Still, I'll just have to put up with it, won't I?
Aye. You'd better go out the back way.
Huh? Yes. Good idea. Goodbye, Mildred.
Excuse me. Could I see Mr. Lennox Brown or Mr. Lamb, please?
You could if they were here, but they're not, so you can't.
Oh. How terribly unfortunate. I'm from Snedsfield, you see.
You're him, are you? Well, I've got a message for you. Mr. Lamb says that if you haven't filled it in yet, you've got to right away.
Fill it in? But I haven't filled it in. Why should I?
But he says that he takes his orders from above, and they say you've got to fill it in. So there's no point in arguing.
You mean there's no opening?
Not until you've filled it in.
Fill it in and then open it?
You can't bypass the regulations. You've got to fill it in and that's final.
Well, yes, all right. But are you sure that...
Positive. Positive. I don't know what you're making all this fuss about. It's only a simple little thing. But if you want to blow it up, well, it's up to you, isn't it?
Blow it up? Well, I'll be blowed.
Isn't it a pity you couldn't have been at Snedsfield for the opening today, Mr. Lennox Brown?
Yes, isn't it? But I'm sure everything will go off with a bang, though.
By Jove, won't Sir Gregory be pleased with the way we've taken care of the railway tunnel, eh?
Well, he should be. Let's see if they're covering it.
Rightio.
And now here is the news, read by Mortimer Thrip. Today's events at Snedsfield.
Oh, headline stuff, too.
There were amazing scenes at the newly completed Snedsfield Railway Tunnel today, when thousands of people congregated for what was intended to be one of the most spectacular events of the town's history.
It means the historical pageant.
We bring you an actuality recording of the dramatic climax to this £10 million fiasco.
Fiasco?
Once the railway tunnel had been filled in, following a last-minute change of plan at the highest level, local inhabitants returned to Snedsfield for another important event, the opening of Snedsfield's goat farm. And those privileged to have invitations issued from a government department saw Lord Sludgwick perform the opening ceremony, following the serving of refreshments. They then witnessed a brilliant pageant, culminating in a solemn moment when Mr. Snetherthwaite, leading his prized billycoat along a red carpet, was crowned with a symbolic Snedsfield bucket.
Number two, what happened?
Well, I don't know. I sent out the invitations and I was thinking of Snetherthwaite and I told Mildred to tell him to fill in his form and then I went to play you at cricket. I mean, after all...
Never mind what you mean, number two. Mildred.
Well, I did like Mr. Lamb said. I told Mr. Snetherthwaite to fill it in.
Mr. Snetherthwaite? Little fellow with a bandy legs?
No. Middle-sized fellow with a flat hat.
Mr. Philby.
Number one, what do we do?
There is only one thing you can do, Number Two. You can disappear until it's all blown over.
But Sir Gregory will know it was me. He'll find me. He'll track me down. He'll send bloodhounds after me.
Yes, that's right. And I'll tell him something that'll keep him off your trail.
Oh? What?
I'll tell him you kicked the bucket.
Down the tunnel and up the creek tonight as the men from the ministry were John Simpson and Roger Service. Also in the pageant were Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, Frank Graham and Tom Meehan.
The script was written and produced by Tom Meehan and directed by Brian Squires. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power in Whitehall with the men from the ministry. Thank you.
Thank you.